This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Happy last day of spring. Tomorrow will be the longest day of the year as the sun shines directly over the Tropic of Cancer at 6:51 a.m. and heralds the first day of summer. And with summer, we welcome lots and lots of music to Cincinnati. The unofficial start to the Summer Music Festival season actually happened last weekend when the Cincinnati Opera opened their season with the production of Bizet's Carmen. Carmen continues this weekend in Music Hall, and the opera's summer season includes three other productions. Later on Cincinnati Edition, Artistic Director Evans Mirages will be here to tell you all about it. But first, the piano. The World Piano Competition takes place in Cincinnati next week. Things will get underway Sunday when the draw party takes place at the Probasco House and then culminates with the finalists competing on stage with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra at CCM's Corbett Auditorium. That's next Saturday, June 28th, and I'll have the honor of being the MC for that finals concert. If you have a question about the competition or the competitors, you can give us a call at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk at WVXU.org, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And in the studio with me are the World Piano Competition Executive Director, Mark Ernster, and Director of Summer Programs at the UC College Conservatory of Music, Sarah Danner-Dukic. Welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Much for having us back.
Well, we had you in about a year ago. We were talking about the World Piano Competition undergoing some real big changes. Remind us, please, Mark, to begin with, what those changes were a year ago. What transitions were going on?
Yeah, last year was our inaugural season partnering with CCM and with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. So it was a major change from anything we had done before. Even though it was our 57th year, I consider it our inaugural year with the new partnership.
And this new partnership, it really is great to see this interaction between some of the great organizations here in town. And the World Piano Competition has been around for quite some time, and well, as has CCM and the CSO, but this was the first time they're really partnering together.
Right. And the thing that's magic about that is, you know, obviously we have a world-class orchestra, and having the right orchestra is a huge consideration for really great competitors because they have a lot of competitions to choose from. And so the chance to play with the CSO is great. Also, the chance to use the facilities at CCM are incredible. I mean, we have lots of nice Steinway pianos to use.
Oh, yes.
And we've got our great artistic director, who's the head of the piano department now at CCM, Awadajan Pratt. And he's able to draw in really high-quality jurors. That's another key decision-making factor where a competitor goes to compete, is who will the jury be? Who will hear them play? And so it's like just natural synergies for all three of the organizations.
So with that growth and change that happened last year, how did last year's competition go? I mentioned I'm going to MC the finals concert this year. Well, I was invited to last year but had a conflict. So I didn't get to see, because I was out of town, how it went. How did it go?
It was incredible. We had record attendance, and in this business, sold out are the best words you can ever hear, right? And so we sold out for the finals for the first time in history. It typically, at final of concerts in years past, we might get 100 or 150 people. Well, last year we had 750. Wow. We had to go to an overflow room. And we did a live streaming webcast that was seen by hundreds of people all over the world.
Well, and I have to ask, Sarah, I know with CCM being involved, there are a lot of great halls, the Corporate Auditorium for one up there, and Mark already mentioned the Steinway pianos, but this really injects I guess you could say compliments to CCM for having this world-class competition based there.
Yeah, and it's been really fun to be involved in this. There are a ton of moving parts, but it's very fun. I keep telling everyone it's going to be so fun.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because CCM has quite a reputation as a music school right now, one of the top conservatories in the country. And and having this drawings. I mean, you're sharing with these pianists who are coming from all over the world, so they're learning more about CCM to tell their friends, too.
That's true, and we also have quite a few CCMers who are taking part in the competition as well, so that will be fun to see how they do. We've got six CCMers and then one alum participating, so I'm excited to see how they do.
We're talking about the World Piano Competition here on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. If you have a question or comment about the competition, you can call 513-419-7100. A lot of events involved with the competition, and you can learn more about them at wvxu.org. I want to ask, and I'd like to probably get a response from both of you. Describe what a piano competition is. You know, a lot of folks have different conceptions of what competition means, but what happens during a piano competition? This isn't like dueling pianos where two pianists are on the stage battling it out, trying to see who can pound louder than the other.
No, it's not that at all. But this is... The piano competitions are often used by young pianists as a career launching device because they, you know, they all love to perform. And so many of them would like to be concert artists. And so the way you get recognized in that world is you go to competitions and you perform. And so our competition is pretty straightforward. We each in the first round, each the competitors plays a 40-minute recital, and it has a new component this year. We have a new requirement that we put in, which is very unique amongst competitions. But then from that first round, the judges select six people to proceed to the semifinals when they play an hour-long recital, completely different music, and then three are selected to play a concerto with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra at the finals. But the competitions are the way people build their careers.
And I know this is stressful. I'd been at the World Piano Competition a number of times before last year when I wasn't able to show up. But it can sometimes be overwhelming because there's a lot of pianists working. And if I recall, there was one year, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah, that they were playing the same pieces. Each of the pianists were playing the same pieces and trying to be compared, right?
Well, yeah, and at the finals last year, we had two Brahms concerti, which for me was interesting. But and we could run into that again this year. You never know. I saw a lot of Liszt there.
Exactly. And it was interesting last year because the Brahms one is a wonderful piece. And for people who know the piece, they know if it's going to be played twice, they're going to hear something completely different.
And it really was. It was two different concerti.
Completely different.
Yeah.
But they're very long, and so from the business side of things, I got very worried because of overtime with the orchestra.
We were backstage with a stopwatch, and things are literally, they're scheduled down to the minute, the absolute minute.
Including how much time we allow for applause.
Yeah.
So you get out there and cut the applause.
Move right along. Sarah's cracking a whip backstage.
Yes, I am.
Well, I have to ask, we talked about the three stages, the initial recital, then those who make it to the semifinals, and then the three finals. But let's go back to how you picked the 24 top classical pianists in the world to come and compete here, because I know that you had a lot more people than 24 who came to the door asking to be part of this.
Yeah, so we have an audition process, and we actually use the system, the online system that CCM uses for auditions for people who want to go to school there. And we have requirements of different kinds of music they need to demonstrate. It has to be a video, all right? And we had five pre-screening judges who had only listened to it. Awa Dodgen and I watched the video to make sure the hands were attached to the body that was playing because there could be a little bit of editing that goes on, and we don't want that.
Yes.
But the judges, it's anonymous, so they don't know who they're listening to. They don't know names, and they don't get to see pictures. And so it's like a blind audition. And then they choose, after they hear all that material, they choose who they want to go into the competition. And we do it very simply. It's a yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And not a
scoring system where you're trying to do it. It's a yay or nay.
It really is. And I, knowing how complicated that can get with, I mean, there are some competitions that hire statisticians that monitor everything, and it's like, fortunately, Awadajan and I have a much more simple kind of approach to this. It's you're either in or you're out. And so that's how those 24 are selected.
And do you know how many tried to be one of the 24?
I think it was just under 40, which is significantly more than we've had in years past. But I, of course, want to see that number to grow to a couple hundred.
Yeah, I bet. Mark Ernster, he's the executive director of the World Piano Competition. It kicks off with the draw party on Sunday at the Probasco House and continues through next week with the recitals and then the semifinals and then, of course, the final concert on Saturday, June 28th at CCM's Corporate Auditorium. If you have questions about the competition or just how a piano competition works, feel free to call us at 513-419-7100. Well, Mark, you mentioned earlier about how four pianists deciding to be in a competition, they look at who the jurists are. So maybe we should mention who the jurists are for the 2014 World Piano Competition.
Sure. So we've got, and Sarah, feel free to jump in here if you'd
okay.
like. So we have two returning judges. Frederick Chu and Ursula Oppens are coming back. And then from Russia, we have Andrei Pisarev, who's from the Moscow Conservatory right now. And
the other ones?
Yes.
Yoshikazu Nagai?
Yeah, that's right.
And
from San Francisco.
That's correct. And who's the last one?
I'm sorry to put you on the thing. Well, I have some here, and I knew Frederick Chu.
He's on Chu.
That's right. Right. Sorry.
So these jurors were invited back with Frederick Chu and Ursula Oppens, and they have quite a task here, listening and deciding how these pianists do. And do you find that these jurors have different approaches to what they're looking for and listening for?
Yeah, there's actually a section in our printed program this year that's a question and answer with two of the jurors of how they make this decision, because it's really difficult. And they look for a wow factor. They look sometimes for how a person is interpreting the music. So the artist may be interpreting the music some way that the judge may not even like, but if it looks deliberate and it's really something they're trying to do rather than just accidental, you know,
yes.
they can detect all this, and that's what they look for, because they're looking, I mean, they want to help people build a career as well. And all of these judges have years of experience performing, teaching, recording. I mean, they've been on stage. They understand what it is to communicate with an audience, so they look for that.
Yeah, and I think another thing they're looking for this year in particular with the addition of the contemporary repertoire is they wanted to see how well they can round out a program around that repertoire, because it's not easy to program around some of these pieces.
I was about to say the name of one of the pieces, Absofunkinlutely, I think I would agree with you there, Sarah, is one of the pieces by David Rakowski that were included. But talk about the music. We mentioned there's the recital and that, you know, while they're not playing exactly the same thing, there is a list they have to choose from.
It's kind of loose with the exception of the American. There were specific pieces that they had to choose from the contemporary, but they have a list of composers that they have to choose from, and that can be found on the website, because it's a very, very long list if we put the whole catalog of all these,
Because you're talking about, let me see, I know from the first round, you're Bird, Bach, Couperin, Orlando Gibbons, Handel, Purcell, Scarlatti, Rameau, Svilanc, and Soler, I believe, are in the first round. They choose some pieces from there, and then they also choose the contemporary, and there's a number of contemporary works. And that's the new kind of difference in this year's 2014.
Oh, yeah, it's a big difference. And this is one reason to really get here on Monday and Tuesday,
exactly.
Because there's a real theatrical component to some of these pieces, like the Superstar Etude by Aaron J. Kernis. It involves playing with your feet and pounding and screaming and of course, when I saw that, I thought, okay, what are we going to we're going to have to put something in there about use of shoes in case the key gets chipped or something.
You must wear socks.
Seriously. Yeah, actually, that's what we told them
because
we don't want a piano to be out of commission for the next competitor. But that should be pretty entertaining.
Well, and the reason we did it, as Awadajan and I were recapping what we did last year and thinking about this year, I said, look, we got to have innovation. Something has to be different every year because we compete with other competitions, right? And so he came up with this. And, I was all for it. It's definitely an experiment because it's not Rachmaninoff and Beethoven and Mozart and Bach, you know, what the hardcore classical fans always want to hear. But we want to build the audience a little bit. We want to try something new. And none of these pieces are in any of these competitors' repertoire today.
Yeah. Hmm. In fact, we had to assist quite a few of them with where do they get the music for this.
Yeah.
And so this, Sarah, is more about just playing the piano well or playing it artistically. When you were talking about putting together a recital, you're also looking at that artistic in the individual performer, whether they have the overall sense about what makes a good program.
Yeah, and just, my team was in charge of editing the actual the music part of the program of what's printed, and it was interesting to see who has really gone after that and gotten into that whole the new American component. And there are a few competitors who have picked other contemporary pieces to complement that, and so I'm excited to hear them.
So they have to put together their own, what is it, a 36 to 40 minute recital, and then there are requirements for the music within that recital. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, they're focused generally on an era of music except for the five or the contemporary pieces, and then they have to play at least 9 minutes of any combination of those.
And then if they make it to the semifinals, what do they have to play then? Because they don't get to play the same thing they played for that first recital, correct?
Right. No, they don't. You have to have a different program. And so the semifinal recital is longer. It must include a classical sonata. It's era-based, okay? Rather than, just pick between these particular pieces. So it's based on the composers.
All right. So they make the semifinals and the finals and get to perform if they're one of the three finalists for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra on Saturday. But what are all these 24 pianists competing for? What's the prize at the end? You said jurors are one thing they look for in a competition.
Right.
They're looking for the prize, too. And the World Piano Competition has some nice prizes.
Yeah, they're not bad. So the gold medalist, the first prize, wins a cash prize of $20,000, plus a recital in New York. And those are two very, very important things. Obviously, cash is terrific, but having a recital opportunity in New York City is huge. Second prize is $15,000, and the third prize is $10,000. So ain't bad.
But this competition really does teach the pianist, Sarah, because it is, if you're preparing all these programs and all, this is not an easy week in Cincinnati, shall we say.
No, it's not easy. But I think a lot of the competitors, if they've been doing it for a while, they've got their stock of repertoire that they can pull from. And I think in some cases they may have been doing a specific piece for a couple of years.
So we talked about the finals concert on Saturday, but you mentioned other events. You need to get there Monday and Tuesday. So what other events are associated with the competition?
The first rounds are on Monday and Tuesday. For my team, it actually starts tomorrow because the competitors are coming into Corbett Auditorium to pick out which concert and artist Steinway they want to play for the competition. So we have a group tomorrow and then another group on Sunday. And then Sunday afternoon is the draw party where they determine the order of who's playing.
So do you know, is it really an advantage to go first or go last when it comes to a piano competition?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Or is it all in your own mind, whether you do or not?
The one who went first last year didn't advance, but who could say if that was because she was first or not.
Yeah, and they all think about it differently. Yeah. I mean, if you ask one of the competitors, one person will say, I want to get it over with right away on Monday morning. And others will say, no, I don't want to wait. And so and that's what makes the draw so much fun, because we first draw the name of a competitor out of a hat, and then the competitor comes up and they draw their number of performance. So it's all, I mean, they do the thing. And so it's a fun party. I mean, it's light, it's airy, it adds a little bit of drama. But then Sarah's team has to work really hard because they got to publish it right away.
Yeah, so we're sitting there taking notes, and then we literally run back to the office.
Yeah.
Get all the schedules ready.
Get it up on the website.
Get it up on the website.
Well, and of course, you'll find a link to the World Piano Competition website through our website, wvxu.org. I'm talking with Sarah Danner-Dukic, the Director of Summer Programs at the UC College Conservatory of Music, and World Piano Competition Executive Director Mark Ernster. Now, the World Piano Competition is more than just this competition, because you have a lot of educational outreach.
Right.
Do you want to, we have a few minutes left, do you want to talk a little bit about what WPC also does?
I would love to. You know, our mission, as we stated today, is all about promoting and celebrating the art of classical piano music. And so we do that, obviously, through the competition. That's our signature event. But throughout the year, we do educational programming for school children. As a matter of fact, we reached over 1,200 this year in four different concerts. And we learned a great thing this year. It's really cool to take the concert to the school. Traditionally, we've bussed kids into the Aronoff Center or a community center somewhere. But I think our most exciting program was at Sailor Park, when the music teacher there, Mark Katz, who also has he's a former young artist winner for the World Piano Competition in the 1960s, okay? And he and his wife, Bea, are still very involved. They're a host family when competitors come to town. And so he said, I want to do a duet at the end with the pianist, and that was Han Ching Chung from CCM, who was a semifinalist last year. They played Heart and Soul, which is not exactly on the classical repertoire. And when I told her that we were going to ask her to do that, she didn't even know what it was.
I bet the kids loved it.
They loved it. They were excited. They brought flowers up to her afterwards. So we do those. And then the other thing that we started this year are recitals at senior centers. So we did 8 this year that are free of charge, and at 6 different senior centers around town, and reached over 600 seniors, and they just loved it.
I was going to ask you about crowd reaction, but I guess it kind of sums it up when you said last year's finals sold out, and obviously all these community recitals are
it's
well
inspiring,
received.
Right? And they, you know, especially with the seniors, you can just tell, and they all want to talk to the artist afterwards, and they get autographs, and they take pictures. I mean, it's really exciting for them.
So you have some changes in the way the competition's running this year. Are you looking ahead to next year? And what can we look forward to then in 2015?
Yeah, well, a lot of changes. our board of directors right now is undergoing a strategic planning process, because with the success we had last year and the way the enthusiasm that's continued on this year, it tells us we've really got a gem here. And so, like any business, you really have to figure out what you want to be when you grow up, and where you want to go, and how you want to run it. And so I'm hoping by September we've got more big announcements, so you can have us back.
Okay. It sounds great. Well, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And speaking with the executive director of the World Piano Competition, Mark Ernster, and director of summer programs at the UC College Conservatory of Music, Sarah Danner-Dukic. They are representing two of the three partners in this endeavor called the World Piano Competition. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra also involved. They'll perform at the finalist concert on Saturday, June 28th. But plenty of events happening between now and then for the World Piano Competition. Check our website, wvxu.org, to learn more. And yes, again, I will say I'm honored to be the MC for that finalist concert next Saturday, June 28th at 7 o'clock in the Corbett Auditorium. And you will want to maybe see some of those recitals early in the week, too. Ticket information, too, at the World Piano Competition website, available through our website. The Cincinnati Opera's 2014 Summer Festival season has begun and continues tonight in Music Hall with the opera Carmen by Georges Bizet. You'll learn more about that production and the other operas they'll be performing in just a moment on Cincinnati Edition.